And now back to Fresno County, where we find one of the few local upsets in last week's elections. Sanger City Council member Melissa Hurtado will be the next state senator to govern District 14, which covers parts of Fresno, Tulare, Kings, and Kern counties. She beat out Republican Andy Vidock by 8 percentage points in what will likely be the only state Senate race in which the incumbent was unseated. I spoke with 30-year-old Hurtado a few days ago while her victory was still provisional. We talked about her background as a health advocate and the daughter of Mexican immigrants, and how she's coming to grips with her somewhat unexpected victory.
You know, I was never really expected to accomplish a lot of the things that I have in my life. You know, I was not expected to graduate from high school. I was expected not to go to college. I was expected to do, things were supposed to be different. And so I don't like things to be status quo for me or for anybody else. And I knew that the odds were kind of stacked against me because, you know, running against an incumbent that's really likable. And all I could do is just really try and communicate with the voters. And that's what I did. And that's it. I could just give it my all.
And so most recently, you've been on the Sanger City Council. This was your first term. You were elected in 2016. How did that experience inform, you know, what you would then want to do as a state senator?
It just made me realize that the problems and challenges that we face on the Sanger City Council were challenges that were beyond the city council, beyond the city. For example, homelessness or, you know, poverty or the lack of jobs. And so, you know, I saw what other state senators and assembly members have been able to do across the state and how they've been able to deliver resources for their districts. And I felt that we weren't getting our fair share.
And what made you, you know, you said earlier, you told us earlier before this conversation that you never really thought that you'd be running for office. But now you're already on the Sanger City Council, and then you could very well become the next state senator in District 14. What made you decide to run for to be a state senator, and what made you choose this district?
Well, I grew up in this district. I was born in this district, and it's an extension of why I decided to run for city council in the first place. And that's that I felt that there weren't job opportunities, and I want to be able to say and do actually create job opportunities and have access to healthcare. And those are things that I campaigned when I ran for city council. We had a hospital in Sanger. I talk about that all the time, and that hospital closed down. So if we want, if we need emergency services, we need to drive half an hour to get to a hospital. And that's really a matter of life or death. And it's something that at the city level, it's just difficult to really, you know, try to change that. And so that's why I decided to take this on. And really, that's what it's all about.
And you mentioned health. You have experience working for a health advocacy organization, and you certainly campaigned on a lot of health platforms. And you also explained that you used to work for Planned Parenthood also. And so what would be your main priorities as a state senator?
So my top priorities would be jobs, you know, healthcare, education, and water. I mean, I feel that you can't just focus in on one more than the other. I feel that we really need a master plan for the district that, you know, incorporates all four of those issues.
And to a certain extent, your election does make sense politically. You know, District 14 is majority Democrat, or at least plurality Democrat. And so voting for you was, in a way, kind of a return to Democratic leadership. But at the same time, your district does overlap David Valadao's. And he, of course, is a Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives, and he easily won his reelection this past week. What does that tell you about the constituents that you're now working for?
It tells me that they vote with their heart. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I on my end, I just did what I could and went out to the community, talked to people, and, you know, we connected.
You are the daughter of immigrants. And in this past election, we have, of course, heard about races all over the country in which women, in many cases women of color, defeated their whiter, generally older counterparts. You know, should this come through and you win this particular race, do you feel like you're part of something bigger happening in other parts of the country?
I think to a certain extent, yes. But I also think it was a message in the vision. Yeah, voters care about healthcare, voters care about jobs. And while being a woman and getting more women elected is important and is important to the voters, I think that their livelihood is much more important to them. And they want to have the best person that's going to be able to deliver for them. And I feel that the voters in Senate District 14, as you know, based on what it looks like, they felt that I was the person that could be able to deliver for them.
And do you feel like you were able to relate better to some of the constituents here because of your background?
I mean, I feel like I can relate to a lot of the voters here in the district. I think that's part of the reason why I ended up doing so well. I was out knocking on doors and making phone calls and going to community events and not just saying, hey, can I have your support? It was me going into their homes, talking about them, talking about their challenges, what, you know, their vision for the district. And we connected over our, you know, our shared visions, our shared challenges. And I think that's what made the difference.
Okay, well, Melissa Hurtado is the Democratic challenger of State Senator Andy Vidak. Melissa Hurtado, thank you so much.
Thank you.